Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Kimo's Kona coffee. Uncle Kimo's, you'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota, and if you're looking for an easy, hassle-free way to buy a car, South Bay Toyota is the place for you. Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature our popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby on Saturday, February 14th. Will SMI Valentine win the Grade 1 Derby on Valentine's night? The field will also feature fastest qualifier Duda Cartel and eight other standouts. And racing fans will open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-444 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's race book has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market, nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose, Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry, Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we move into the month of February and an exciting time in thoroughbred racing. Some big, big performances yesterday at Gulfstream Park in South Florida. Todd Pletcher displaying his very deep bench. So unfortunate, word out earlier in the week that Ted Knopf, the two-year-old champion colt, off the Derby trail. They hope to have him back this summer at Saratoga. But, boy, he went to the beach and came up with a colt by the name of Nearly. And, I mean, he ran lights out in yesterday's Holy Bull. Some other big performances down there we're going to get into in just a moment with Jonathan Hardoon. But also out here at Santa Anita, boy, I'll tell you what, hats off to CRK stable trainer John Sheriffs, everybody involved with Westwood. They had high hopes for this guy all along. He put it all together yesterday. Sheriffs took the blinkers off. Kazushi Kimura had him on the lead, and he was so much the best at 3-1. He won by 2 3/4 lengths off the over the second choice in a wagering getaway car under Juan Hernandez. Westwood had just an absolutely huge performance in yesterday's San Pasquale, and you can believe it's on now to the Grade 1 Santa Anita Handicap. And also Doug O'Neill having a tremendous meet, victorious with Princess Mocha with Mirko DeMiro aboard. And, you know, it's nice to be on the best horse. It certainly looked like that's what he was aboard there at 2.5-1. But
This jock, he plays it cool. He knows how to deal the cards when he's holding them. And Princess Amocha, impressive neck victory yesterday over Vibez in yesterday's megahertz for fillies and mares at a mile on turf. Things a little bit light today at Santa Anita, an eight-race card, no stakes races. The voice of Santa Anita, Frank Miramati, going to be joining us top of the next hour. Right now we get back to, I believe, upstate New York, and we say hello to Jonathan Hardoon of the Ragus and Sheets. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
Playing hurt this morning, but I'll tell you what, I'm a lot better than I was 24 hours ago. Sore throat, cough, all that kind of stuff, but getting better. Your take on what went down yesterday in South Florida. I mentioned the Holy Bull, nearly so impressive. And, you know, Todd Pletcher, Roger Stein, your old running mate on air here, used to say Bob Baffert's got an embarrassment of riches. Well, you'd have to say Pletcher does as well. That was very impressive.
Yeah, you know, he pulled a Baffert. His number one horse got hurt. He went to the bench, and now he has another number one horse because this horse moved to the head of the class, really. In career start number four, first time around two turns, he really ran well. He was battling all the way around, and then he rebroke at the top of the stretch. You don't see lightly raced horses do that, stretching out for the first time. You know, Johnny V's got a live one here, and so does Pletcher. Hopefully everything stays intact. Bavaro, the horse that was sitting behind the speed duel, looked like he was going to swamp them, you know,
right,
for Safi Joseph. That horse is a New York bred, but nearly just broke, you know, rebroke. And really an impressive performance, first time around two turns. Take nothing away from him. There were other terrific performances yesterday as well. A lot of short prices. The late pick five, I believe, paid $25 at Gulfstream with all these stake races. But the best horses won. You know, again, there were really just some really terrific performances. In the 11th race, Sister Trion for Brian Lynch and Mario Gutierrez. And what a great move Gutierrez made by going back east. You know, he's been riding for Brian Lynch. They've had so much success
with
together.
This filly alone, it's the right move. Her fifth straight win, you know?
A fifth straight win, and again, she's just getting better with each and every start. And she won, you know, she ran well on the dirt in her first career start. She didn't win that day. They switched her to the turf, and she's won five in a row now and continues to improve.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the race before that, Safi Joseph had a horse in the Swell. I believe it was the ninth race. That was the eighth race. I'm sorry.
Yeah, before we go there, John, though, I want to stay on the three-year-old colt for Pletcher just for a moment. After the race, he said, you know what, we're not going to run back in the Fountain of Youth. We'll wait for the Florida Derby. And, you know, we see how Pletcher rolls. And it just, hey, you know, can't wait for the Florida Derby now. They're gonna go ahead and sit on him until that one, the big stepping stone of the Kentucky Derby. Looking forward to it very much, John.
Well, he's taking a step out of the page out of the Bill Mott book. You know, he's being patient with this horse. Remember, this horse only has four starts, Mike, and that's the right way to handle these horses. The main objective, obviously, is the first Saturday in May, and the idea is to be able to get them there. So he's doing the right thing. There's nothing wrong with taking time between races. It's only good for the horse, especially young horses, as we've seen. They all fall off the Derby trail sooner or later.
Yeah.
That's why these people that make these bets in the future book in January, it's just crazy. It's just too much time. Too much could go wrong. You know, a week before they scratch at these horses. So he's doing the right thing by the horse, and it's easy, I guess, when you have a bunch of good horses, and that's his situation. The problem is when you have one or two horses, you want to try to, you know, you just can't wait to run, and it's the wrong way to go. Patience is the name of the game.
Boy, is it ever. Is it ever. John, let's get back to Safi Joseph. The eighth yesterday at Gulfstream, the ungraded Swale, 7/8 of a mile. Solitude Duties by an Uncle Mostallion by the name of Yapon out of an Into Mischief mare, and making only his third start. He had won his first two by a combined 17 and a half lengths. He wins gate to wire. He hasn't gone long yet. And after the race, Safi Joseph said he's got grade one ability at a mile or less. So he's playing it close to the vest. They certainly, I guess, are expressing distance concerns. But, boy, at this point, the future looks really bright for another brilliant three-year-old yesterday in South Florida, Solitude Dude.
Well, that race, it was the Swill. It was 7 furlongs. So all the horses in those in that race obviously were opting for the shorter distance. And, again, Solitude Dude only making his third start. He was drawn outside, and the truth of the matter is outside was the place to be at Gulfstream yesterday. The inside was not good, but take right. nothing away from his performance, Mike. He was super.
John, the weather was good yesterday at Gulfstream Park. I think a little bit cooler than normal. But, boy, again in New York, everybody's, you know, in the clubhouse at Aqueduct. No games all weekend. How do things look looking deep into the coming week?
Well, Mike, I've been back in New York for about 8 years. I've never seen a cold streak like this. You know, you get a cold day here and there, but it's just right. continuous and it doesn't end. They're going to try to run on Wednesday this week. The problem is next weekend, they're actually calling for more snow. So if they could run on Wednesday, they're certainly going to try. But it is just bitter cold. You go out to the supermarket anyway, there's no one on the streets. It's like Christmas morning. Streets are empty. Nobody wants to leave the house. That's how cold it is.
John, my brother lives in Bethesda, Maryland. This is his second time living there, and they've been there for quite some time now. This extended cold streak, it's unbelievable, you know, and the main concern is power going out, because if the power lines, you know, if you get a lot of wet snow and ice and everything, he said the trucks are getting through, so people are able to get to stores if they live close by. But this has been incredible. I'm driving in this morning and I hear some guys on Fox Sports Radio. The one guy lives in Charlotte, North Carolina, said they got 11 inches of snow last night, John, which is unheard of in Charlotte.
Yeah, we got lucky in New York. It missed us, and it missed New Jersey. But, you know, earlier in the week, they were calling for it. But it's just horrible, Mike. Again, I told you, I've never seen a run of weather like this. You get a bad day here and there, but continuously for 2 solid weeks, it doesn't get over 5 or 10 degrees
no, no.
here. It's crazy.
It is crazy, absolutely crazy. Well, I know you were paying attention to the signal from Santa Anita, idyllic conditions. I think we're like 10, 12 degrees above normal right now. It's amazing. A high-priced yearling broke his didn't break his maiden, but was able to get his second win from his fourth career start yesterday in the eighth race for Bob Baffert. A $1 million. Wait a minute. What am I looking at? Cornucopian, I believe, was the horse I wanted to talk about, John.
Yeah,
go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm getting my numbers mixed up.
It was the eighth race yesterday, Mike, and he was terrific because it was his first start back off of a layoff since
right.
last April. He had trouble around the turn. Hernandez was forced to slam on the brakes. He found a hole on the rail, and he just burst through and drew off. He looked like he was in trouble,
yeah.
but you know, he just ran to his looks and his price, I guess, but he ran terrific. A couple of great performances yesterday at Santa Anita. Kazuchi Kimura, 3 wins. And, you know, I mean, it was good racing. It really was.
No doubt about it. I started to say $2.4 million. That was on Friday. And a horse by the name of Potente, Bob Baffert, Kazuchi Kimura teaming up there. That was in Friday's sixth race. And, you know, hey.
Actually, it was yesterday's sixth race, Mike.
Okay. See, I'm all over the map here. Yeah. There
well,
we go.
You're under the weather. You get an excuse for this. No.
Not really. But anyway, that was yesterday's sixth race, Potente with Kimura. And, you know, it's got to be relief when you pay that much money. They get the money. I don't know. The final time here, 1-10-3. So people are going to be a little skeptical. I don't know. Your thoughts, John?
Well, time means nothing to me, Mike, honestly.
Yeah.
You know, you got to watch these. And it was his first time out, and there were 3 late scratches. It was a short field, I believe only 4 or 5 horses in the race.
Five.
But listen,
yeah.
Five. He ran to his billing, and he ran well. Baffert has a lot of success with these into mischief horses, and this is another one.
No question about it. Well, look, John, you're limited in terms of not being able to go to the Big A for hour one. Where do you want to go for your radio selection here? And then we'll get you back toward the end of the show, bring you out Santa Anita.
Well, we're actually going to go to the fairgrounds. Yesterday, we gave out a nice $12 winner on Bob and John's show. So let's stick to fairgrounds today. Look at the fifth race. It's 5.5 furlongs on the turf. And I like the number 5 horse in here, Dr. My Eyes. This is a 3-year-old colt from the Grand Forster barn. Ran last time out in December at fairgrounds, sprinting on the turf, and this horse ran huge. Has plenty of time since that race. Marcelino Pedroza aboard to ride, nephew of Martin Pedroza. 9-2 on the morning line. I like number 5, Dr. My Eyes, to win today's fifth race out at Fairgrounds.
Fifth race at the Fairgrounds, Dr. My Eyes, after a song, I believe, from the early 70s. That's about all I can come up with on the fly there. John, tell us about the website with Aqueduct Clothes, JONHARDOON.com.
Three best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Fairgrounds, and, of course, Santa Anita Selections.
Hey, John, thanks so much, and look forward to getting you back again toward the end of the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, and, folks, our next guest, we haven't talked to him in a while on air, agent for Umberto Rispoli, who very, very unfortunately, a week ago yesterday on the Pegasus undercard at Gulfstream, was on a horse by the name of Unconquerable Keen for Phil D'Amato, clipped heels in the stretch. The horse was fine. That's the good news. The bad news is the jock isn't. Broken ankle, tibia, fibula. He was operated on a week ago, and they had to operate again this past Friday. We've got Matt Nakatani representing Umberto Rispoli with us right now. Hey, Matt, good morning. Sure sorry about your misfortune with Umberto.
Hi, Mike, guys. It's always never a good time to obviously get hurt in this game.
No.
But most fortunately, he's in good spirits. He's doing well. I'm just thankful it wasn't any worse.
Matt, I still haven't seen the incident. Just for everybody listening, tell us how this came about. Was it at about the 16th pole going 5.5 on turf a week ago yesterday, the 7th at Gulfstream? Tell us what happened.
Yeah, it's just, coming down the lane. They were kind of in the middle of the track, and the horse on the inside kind of floated out and made it tight. Umberto was unfortunately in the middle and just kind of got sandwiched pretty much and basically tried to check out of there. And as he checked out of that spot, he flipped heels.
Right.
He flipped heels. The horse did not go down, which thankfully did not, but it obviously launched him out of the saddle, and he ended up like around the horse's neck, trying to hold on, and actually ended up letting go and tumbling away as he went.
Really serious injuries, and because there is surgery now, two surgeries involved, I have to believe that there's reconstruction that's gone on. My biggest question reading the most recent news, Matt, was, are the same surgeons involved with the second surgery that operated on Umberto this past Sunday, and the second surgery, am I correct in saying it was just a couple of days ago on Friday?
Yes, that's correct. It was the same surgeons. The good news about it, he had the same team at the trauma care unit here, and we're still here. We're not even a mile outside of Gulfstream Park.
Right.
They've been great. They've been very good to him, and we were kind of toying with the idea of flying home to do the second surgery. Bottom line, we came down to it. We just wanted to get it done and over with. So the doctors are very happy. They're very happy with how the surgeries went. It all went to plan. And most importantly now, it's just the road to recovery, and we're going to take it day by day.
Matt, what necessitated the second surgery?
So pretty much the first surgery was done because he had a dislocation of the ankle. It was basically meant to stabilize his ankle, basically put it back in line straight. So that was basically what they did, was put 3 pins in his leg, and that is what some of the pictures we posted. You can see there's pins sticking out of his leg.
Right.
And That was the hard part of stabilizing, getting it correct, getting it lined up. Now, the second surgery was obviously to remove those pins, but also to go in. They put a couple screws on his ankle, and they put a rod in his fibula to make the fibula heal faster, because that was probably the most important thing, was the fibula had pretty much broken in half.
And Matt, this is the right leg, right?
Correct.
Well, I mean, if there's any semblance of good news, you'd rather have it the right leg than the left leg, and that is because, talk to any jock, they put a lot more pressure on that left ankle day in, day out than the other way around, leaning into the turn and so on.
Yeah, absolutely, especially in America. So, like I said, the great news is the doctors are very happy. Everything's on schedule. We've had no hiccups to date, which is the main thing. And just talking with them early this morning, I'm across the street, been staying in a hotel pretty much all week, been here every day with him, staying all night with him. He's doing well. The pain is still there, obviously, because of the swelling. You know, he's had two surgeries in less than 6 days.
Yeah.
But he's in really good spirits, and like I said, the only thing he's worried about now is getting back as fast as possible.
Yeah, and we've seen this so many times through the years, Matt. Jockeys, they're fit, and in his case, he's still young, and they bounce back quick. That said, any general timetable for a comeback,
yeah,
Matt Nakatani?
You know, honestly, I don't know. Like the doctors even said, it's up to how fast his body heals, and you know, it could be. Right now, all we know is they gave us a timetable of 2 weeks of non-bearing on his foot, and then in 2 weeks the rehab process basically picks up and starts moving very quickly. You know, we've seen guys, Tyler Gaffleon dealt with the same issue. Junior Alvarado, he was speaking to yesterday, dealt with the same issue. You know, those guys came back in.
How about Brian Hernandez, Matt? Amazing.
Yeah, you know, we haven't spoken to Brian Hernandez, but those guys, I know, reached out to him, and like I said,
yeah,
they were out about three and a half, four months. So listen, if that's the timetable that it is, that's what it is.
If I was you, I'd take that. I would say print it. I'll take 3 or 4 months, you know.
It's an unfortunate incident. Obviously, tough things happen in this game. And, you know, all we can do is go from there. I'm personally myself, you know, a couple of jockeys came to visit Umberto in the hospital, and that ended up actually basically creating a new avenue for me that a new jockey's going to come to California. So Florent Drew's going to be coming out beginning next week.
Okay.
So that was done in the last 48 hours. Like I said,
yeah,
everything's moving very quickly, but obviously with Umberto being out, there's a lot of business on the table. You know, being the leading rider that he's been the last two meets and year round. So looking forward to it. And like I said, when Umberto's ready to go, he'll let us know, and we'll move on from there.
And, you know, Matt, you mentioned all that business that you guys have, both of you, worked so hard to get together. And then one of the worst things you can do is watch all these horses win that you know you could have ridden. And that is a tough assignment.
We watched would win a grade two. We've been working him the last 2-3 weeks. So there's always horses that we're obviously going to miss out on. And, you know, it's a sad thing, but also feeds into the motivation of making it back and making it back as soon as possible to garner some of that business back.
Right. Hey, Matt, thanks so much for your time. All the best to Umberto Risple. I got to ask you one question. You probably get tired of it, but I have people asking me, hey, what's Corey Nakatani doing now? And I tell them, well, he's got a daughter, and she's into eventing, equestrian stuff. I think he's pretty busy with that. But fill us in. What about your Hall of Fame dad?
Yeah, he's still they still rocking the horse shows. They travel the country every week. I mean, horse show world is almost like the racing world. Racing never stops, and neither does the show jumpers. So they're traveling between California to Canada to Michigan. Even I think last year made a stop in Kentucky. So yeah, they do the same thing. They're out in Thermal, which is out in the desert.
Yeah.
That's their home base. And pretty much, like I said, they travel the country year round. my sister's now 16, so she's getting up there, and she's competing at the highest of levels. So he has a good time with that. I'm glad that's, you know, an avenue. He's obviously still around the horses, and
it's competition, Matt, and that's what your dad's always been all about. Talk to anybody that's encountered him on the golf course. Just tell him, please, don't badger those judges too much. I think they're volunteering their time, and I know your dad. He can he can work the refs with the best of them, you know.
Yeah, I know he is. He definitely is. So,
Matt, thanks so much for your time. All the best to Umberto, and safe travels. We'll talk to you when you get back home.
All right, Mike. I appreciate it. Take care.
You bet. We'll step aside, folks, briefly. Coming back strong, John Lindo going to be joining us. He's back from Hawaii. Orlando Gutierrez going to fill us in on all of what's going on at Los Alamitos. Matt DeSantis toward the top of the hour. Aqueduct's closed, but Matt DeSantis is open, and he's got some opinions on some out-of-town races. This is Thoroughbred LA. Don't go away.
There's too many of you to cry. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you die. You know we've got to find a way.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. My sincere thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim, making things happen. First hour of Thoroughbred Los Angeles, and again, our featured guest, top of the next hour, the voice of Santa Anita, Frank Miramati. We just had jockey agent Matt Nakatani on. I want to recap the jockey standings through 17 racing days, and he mentioned that he had to sit out and watch a grade two winner that Umberto Rispoli would have been riding. That was Westwood, who took yesterday's grade two San Pasquale handicap, used to be handicap, now stakes, under Kazushi Kimura. Kazushi, with three wins on the day, is atop the jockey standings through 17 days with 18 victories. Juan Hernandez was 16. Then it's Rispoli, who's out the remainder of the meet at 15. Next up is Emicio Jaramillo, I believe I got that right, with 14. And then we're down to Hector Berrios at 11, Edwin Maldonado with 10. So just a quick update on the jockey standings with 17 days in the books at Santa Anita. Let's kind of get down to Carlsbad right now, say hello to John Lindo. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning, Michael. How you feeling?
I'm okay, but I wanted to share this with you. My orthopedic doc is a guy named Morris Baumgartner. I call him Mo. He is absolutely tremendous. He's in Duarte, and he gave me two new knees. He worked on your man, Bill Sparr. I didn't know it till we started talking earlier this week. How is Bill doing? He had to have his right leg amputated below the knee, and a lot of people familiar with Bill Sparr. His doc told me it had to be done. Sepsis was setting in, but hopefully he's on the mend, and he's going to be back at the track soon.
Yeah, I was doing fine. He actually went home from the hospital a week ago yesterday, doing his rehab things. Attitude's good. He likes the people he's working with as far as his rehab and everything that's going on. Had a lot of visitors over there at Arcadia USA when he was in the hospital. And, you know, so far so good. And like I said, considering all the options, I think that everything's working out pretty well. And he can't wait to get back out to the track. You know, as long as Bill's around horses, he'll be fine.
I don't want to say Bill Sparr is non-compliant, but he can get a little feisty. And as far as recuperating from any type of surgery, you got to watch him because he doesn't always adhere to doctor's orders. He had a back surgery some years back, and he got a little too aggressive with his rehab at home. So we're hoping that Bill stays in his lane and gets back as soon as he can. We miss him.
Well, I tell them, as a horse trainer, you're used to working with athletes. Just because you feel good, you ought to be listening to the doctors. Said, Bill, no matter what, we can't fix stupid, so do what they tell you to do.
John Lindo taking on the role of Dutch Uncle. Hey, John, talk about Westwood a little bit. So impressive yesterday with the blinkers off and the San Pasqual.
You know, I didn't think he would make the lead in that race. There was speed to his inside.
A lot of people didn't. So, yeah.
Yeah, when he made the lead, and he's a horse that likes to be in the game early, and he's just a big, long striding horse, and he got in that rhythm. And, you know, he doesn't really have a turn of foot. So if he can just keep grinding away, I think the more distance, the better for him. And he put away the speed, and he just kept going at the steady pace and held safe. And the mile and eighth was easy for him. A mile and a quarter will probably be better. And being a big, big, long horse, I just think as he gets older and matures, he's only going to get better.
John, I heard from both Terry Knight and Pete Perella yesterday. Pete, the owner of Legacy Ranch. Terry Knight is Pete's farm manager, longtime trainer here in California, north and south, thoroughbreds and quarter horses, great horsemen. They said they now, as of last night, they've got three fillies by Forbidden Kingdom on the ground there at Legacy. They're expecting quite a few more foals here in the next week or two. But they've had three babies, all fillies, and it's all systems go up there with Forbidden Kingdom at Legacy.
Oh, that's outstanding. This is his first crop hitting the ground now, and looking forward to it. The sire, you know, we know that Forbidden Kingdom was fast. He was precocious, and he could carry his speed. So that ought to be a good recipe for California racing. Well, let's hope everything goes smooth, and we'll get some pictures out when we have the pictures of the babies. We'll put them up on our website.
And, you know, John, for all of our issues, let's face it, we still have, without question, the best turf racing in America in the wintertime, and maybe year-round. But in the wintertime, we can say it categorically. And you see, you know, horses coming out here, not as many as we'd like to see. We'd like to see more outfits, but we're still, you know, we're well in arrears in terms of purses. But there are a lot of good substantive reasons for people to race here in California and get involved with the California-bred program. You take a look at the Calbred Maiden Special Weights. The first condition allowance is now where there's even more latitude in being able to run at that big $70,000 purse twice at the same distance and surface. Encourage everybody to go to ctba.com and see for yourself why it still pays to own and breed here in California.
Mike, you know, the rain was inconvenient the first week or so of the meet, but I tell you what, it didn't do the turf course any damage because it really looks good. And it's thick, it's plush, it's, you know, it's bright green, and now with the warm sunshine, it's really filled in well. And, you know, they do a great job of managing it by moving the rails in and out all the time, and we have a number of different distances we can race, so you don't have to run on the same starting point all the time. So, you know, we've seen over the last few years, you can manage this course and get 4 to 6 months of continuous racing out of it. And it really is a good place to run. And we know because we're dependent on the grass racing here. You see the field sizes. When you get to the grass races, those are the big fields.
No doubt about it. Hey, John, our Calbred of the Week, you mentioned yesterday, I believe. Good Golly Tiz Molly, a Calbred Maiden Special Weight winner, a three-year-old filly, trained by Ian Kruljack. And what a story, a half-sister to champion, one of the best sprinters we've ever seen, the Chosen Vron. And Good Golly Tiz Molly has a full sister in today's eighth and final race at Santa Anita. John, Clubhouse Cutie, a long shot at 20-1, trained by Ian Kruljack.
Right, by Clubhouse, right out of that good mare Tiz Molly, who's done nothing but produce runners. And, you know, the one that we saw on Friday win, Good Golly Tiz Molly, she's a big, long filly that I think will probably go further. I mean, she looks like she'll just get better as she goes long, and she showed that same heart her brother had, splitting horses in the lane and getting mm-hmm. the job done. So I got a lot of education out of her first two starts. We'll see where it takes her, and it's great to see these guys. You know, the former trainer, Eric Kruljack, is retired now. He's enjoying a run with the ownership, and as far as having a good mare like this producing cowbreds, you can have an awful lot of fun. They picked up over $54,000.
How about that?
Between the purse and the Calbred owner's premium on that Friday win.
And John, we got some ground to cover, but back to Legacy. would encourage folks, go to their website, legacyranch.com. It's a phenomenal facility. I got tongue-in-cheek here a little bit, but I think Pete Perella might be inclined to put up a $200 reward to anybody who can find any speck of litter on that entire property. I mean, no, John, it is immaculate, top to bottom, left to right, and that's the way he wants that place run. You know, as Dwayne Lucas used to say, when you run your outfit like this, that sort of approach, he believed, transcended into the stall and with each individual horse, and I know that's the belief at Legacy.
Well, it's attention to detail, right, Mike? You take all care of all the little things, and you know the major things have been taken care of already, too, when you have the attention to detail.
Yeah.
And you've got Terry Knight up there overseeing the training track and those pastures where the mares are, and you've got the stallions up. It really is a well-designed working farm, and it's gorgeous. If you get a chance, if you're up in that area, make an appointment. Go see them. Go see those stallions. You're really like – I know you were impressed when you went up a couple weeks ago.
Incredibly impressed. I've got a mare up there. I'm breeding to Forbidden Kingdom, but perennial California leader Clubhouse Ride is there. Tamarando as well. The number to call at Legacy, 209-759-3315. And Terry Knight just runs a tremendous show up there. Hey, John, want to mention the South Point. Heard from Steve Johnson, they've got all kinds of specials going on for the Super Bowl. Unlike some of the strip properties, they don't charge you to come in and watch a big game there. No, they've got discounted food and beverage throughout the facility. Give Steve Johnson a call toll-free, 866-780-7223. Make your reservations for big game weekend at the South Point, John.
You know what? I reposted something on X or Twitter about what they were charging on the strip just to be able to sit and watch the game. Like you say, free parking at the South Point, free admission. They've got two major ballrooms, the Exhibit Hall and the Grand Ballroom, where we have our Derby and Breeders' Cup parties. They'll be open at 10:30 next Sunday. You can get your seat, sit with your friends, discounted drinks and food in that, and they'll have the wagering windows up there. If you didn't wager in the sports book, you can do it right there from the ballroom. Watch what's going on. It's a lot of fun. They do it right. You can bring your friends. And isn't that what it's about, sitting with your friends and watching the game? And that, they do it old school, Mike, and that's what I enjoy.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, if, I don't want to say fraternity, but maybe I will, because there's a lot of men and women. But it's that feeling of togetherness, and you're not all betting on the same horses, but you have common interests with people, and it's a good reason to go. There's a social aspect to it, and we'd never lose sight of the gambling. Folks, get up to the South Point. John, let's get to it. How about a selection?
Let's go down to that eighth and final today in the eighth race. Number eight, Stay in Line, has struggled a little bit versus Open Company in her last two starts. Drops in with Calbridge. Her last two starts versus Calbridge were easy wins. I think the drop in class makes a lot of sense. She might be the speed of the speed in here. You got to catch her at 6-1 on the morning line, number eight. Stay in Line, race number eight, Santa Anita.
Okay, terrific. Thanks so much, John. Have a good day.
All right, good luck today.
All right, let's get down Catella. Say hello to Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos Racecourse. Hey, Orly, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
I'm good. Eight races today. You get underway at 5 p.m. You're kicking $10,000 into the $2 traditional pick six. You had a big payoff in that $1 place pick all last night. Unbelievable. $21,000, and you got some very important trials tonight. But before we get to that, we've got to talk about something really not good at all. Your top jock, Cruz Mendez, very, very seriously injured a week ago last night. Can you fill us in on what the latest condition is, as you know it, with Cruz Mendez?
Yeah, Mike, Cruz Mendez, extremely respected here at Los Alamitos for many, many years, a five-time leading jockey here at Los Al, most recently in 2023. Wrote the great He's a Dash of Fire to victory in the Champion of Champions. And like you mentioned, last Saturday in the trials to the Los Alamitos Winter Derby, a horse he was riding suffered a lumbar injury, a back injury. Just gave him no time to really react. Cruz Mendez hit the ground, immediately transported to Long Beach Medical Center, where it was determined that he had suffered a spinal injury, had surgery the next day, and still experiencing paralysis in his legs. everyone hopeful that as the swelling subsides, that maybe there's a chance there that he recovers movement in his legs. Doesn't look great right now, Mike, but obviously all of us thinking every single day about Cruz Mendes. Me personally, I've had a chance to get to know his daughter, work with his wife, Rosal. So it is kind of a thing that hits me pretty hard. I'm getting a little bit emotional just talking about it.
Yes, I understand.
Just continue to respect the privacy of him and his family during this pretty difficult time.
It's, our game, the ups and the downs, and there's nothing downer, nothing lower than these type of injuries to our human athletes. And it's so unfortunate, and it was a hind-end injury that I just don't know. I don't know how it could be avoided. The hind-end just apparently internally came apart, and Cruz was thrown, 40 years old, his whole life in front of him. And our thoughts, prayers go out for him and his family, Orlando. If we can, we'll move on to, again, tonight, 5 o'clock first post. You've got 8 of them. Talk about these trials now. You've got 34 two-year-olds competing in trials for the $98,500 main stakes coming up here soon at Los Alamitos, Orlando.
Yeah, Mike, the final four races on the card are trials to the maiden stakes. A nice purse, almost $100,000 for the finals in a couple of weeks. Our pick four pools have been outstanding. Last night we had a season-high early pick four of nearly $190,000. The late pick four was close to $160,000. Even our place pick all, a pretty popular bet here at Los Alamitos for a long time. We just had a group of loyal fans that would play the place pick all every single night. But the pool was about $15,000. Last night the pool was over $37,000. We made a push to try to promote that really good bet. There's a fellow by the name of Joey Quarters that provides a place pick all ticket daily on our website and does a fantastic job. As far as the trials are concerned, one of my favorite horses in here, it goes in race number 5, number 9, Slated to Shine. Owned in part by Shirley Schwanevel, and few people at Los Alamitos have been at Los Al longer than Shirley Schwanevel, the widow of the legendary Blaine Schwanevel, still involved in the game. Slated to Shine has a couple of victories already, and it would be pretty special for all of us to see this horse qualify to another final and have Shirley come back to Los Al and enjoy the race live. She doesn't move around as well as she used to, but if this horse makes the final, I've been told that she will be at the track enjoying the big race. One of the top horses in this one goes in race number 6, Cyber Class Act, coming off of a nice victory at Lone Star Park. The trainer, James J. Gonzalez, has set up a nice barn here at Los Alamitos. He's a longtime successful trainer in the Southwest, over 300 wins, over $9 million in career earnings. He trained the outstanding Flying Cowboy 1-2-3, who's now one of the top sires in quarter horse racing. And the final trial is a really interesting one. Helen Wheels V, who ran second in the Los Alamitos 2 million Invitational Juvenile, is one of the top performers in here. Centella Olympia, who ran in the Grade 2 Kindergarten Futurity for EG High Desert Farms, another top runner. And he's no politician, won a big win at Lone Star Park, will also be part of this trial. So some really good runners. Of the 34 horses in here, 13 have already won a race. So even though it's the maiden stakes, horses can still be eligible if they are maidens. As of November 1st, 13 of them had already visited the winner's circle since that deadline.
And just a quick note on Shirley Schwanefeld, the widow of legendary Blaine Schwanefeld, legend in the quarter horse game. That race goes as the 5th, post time 6:52. Slated to Shine, trained by former top jock and her son-in-law, Roman Figueroa. So a lot to look forward to tonight at Los Alamitos. What about a best bet?
I'll go to race number 7, the one trial that I didn't talk much about. But I'm going to go with the 9, El Gabler J, for trainer Jaime Gomez. Not the quickest of breakers, but has always shown an ability to finish nicely. Last out was by far his best. Ended up winning by a half a length. Gets Eduardo Nicasio up in this horse's breeding. Favorite Cartel out of the family of the Jaime Gomez top mare, this Boogie Fire. So definitely well-bred. already has a victory under his belt, and I like the post position draw there at post number nine. He's 3-1 on the morning line. Again, Eduardo Nicasio up for Jaime Gomez in race number seven, Mike.
That'll go at 7:48 tonight Pacific. You can catch it live on FanDuel TV. Orlando, you do a great job down there. Thanks for your time, man.
Thank you so much. And Mike, in March, AQHA is going to have their national convention at the South Point. And I've been there a couple of times.
Oh,
and
man.
One thing that always talked to me is that they said it's that they love the hotel because it's run by horse people for horse people.
And there's nothing more fun than being around quarter horse people in Vegas. Look out. Thanks so much, Orlando.
Bye-bye, Mike.
All right, appreciate it. We got one final break. We'll take it. Come back real quick with Matt DeSantis from Naira Betts. And as advertised, the voice of Santa Anita Park, Frank Miramonte, joins us top of the next hour to go away.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting a best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature our popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby on Saturday, February 14th. Will SM My Valentine win the Grade 1 Derby on Valentine's night? The field will also feature fastest qualifier Duda Cartel and eight other standouts. And racing fans will open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii, and unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at the Bit.
All right, welcome back. Short segment here to close out hour one. Listen, folks, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about Data Eel. Data Eel, quite simply, is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to DataEel.com, that's DataEel.com, or HorseRacingSimple.com. If the late Jim Healy was here, he'd say we've got the dreaded 9 o'clock tone right now. We're going to blow right through it. Get back to New York and say hello to Matthew DeSantis on behalf of Naira Betts. Matt, once again, you're all dressed up, nowhere to go. The weather has shut things down at the Big A. What are you doing?
Well, I'm actually down visiting my mom in Virginia right now because they're not racing in New York. So I'm seeing some family. But, yeah, it is cold out here on the East Coast. I'm jealous of you guys out in California.
I don't know if there's any blue laws left in Virginia, but the bars are supposed to open at 6 a.m., so good luck to you there, a little antifreeze. Where do you want to go for a selection this morning, Matt?
Well, let's go to Tampa Bay Downs. It's cold down in Florida, too, but at least they're still running. And I really like a horse coming out of race number 8, 4.05 p.m. Eastern, 1.05 p.m. Pacific. It's a $16,000 option claim. We're going a mile and a 16th on the main track. I really like the number 4, Kopech, 6-1 for Darian Rodriguez. He's been a trainer that's been having a lot of success down at Tampa Bay Downs, winning 24% this meet. And this is a horse that's relatively new to the barn. I like the fact they're actually moving this horse up and protecting this horse a little bit more. And I'd expect this horse to show better speed than what he did last time out. And I think if you get this horse up on the front end at 6-1, that's a really good price. Very consistent horse on speed figures. So that's one I'm definitely circling and going to be playing in race 8 today at Tampa Bay Downs.
Okay, and post time for that, do you have it?
Yeah, 4.05 p.m. Eastern, 1.05 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, terrific. And listen, when is Aqueduct going to get back open? Are things supposed to be, you know, heating up here in a day or two?
Heating up might be an overstatement, but we're getting back to on the track on Wednesday, February 4th, and we have a huge day Friday, February 6th, 5 stakes races that Friday, including the Withers. So it's going to be a lot of fun on Friday at the Big A.
Matthew DeSantis, best to you and your family. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much, Mike. Take care.
All right, Chris, now we'll take our official top-of-the-hour break. We're coming back strong. Frank Miramonte, he calls the races at Santa Anita and at Saratoga Racecourse in the summertime. He's the first guest up. Don't go away.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management. Angels Radio AM 830, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
Where Angels baseball lives. The following is a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AM 830, its owners, or management.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature our popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby on Saturday, February 14th. Will SM My Valentine win the Grade 1 Derby on Valentine's night? The field will also feature fastest qualifier Duda Cartel and eight other standouts. And racing fans will open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. That 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of Mayor's Bread
cowbred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for broodmares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
There they go. O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose. And Gamely is the winner by a nose. Rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Willman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos Racecourse. Come join us for top-class daytime thoroughbred action and nighttime quarter horse racing through December 14th. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands multiple graded stakes winner Forbidden Kingdom, perennial top stallion clubhouse ride, stakes producing Om and Tamarando. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HaluAlohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Doug says, save a taco, eat a pizza. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, along with free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Willman.
Thank you, Dan Jersey, and once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us on an absolutely beautiful Sunday here in Southern California. A lot going on around the country. Eight races today at Santa Anita, and we get underway at 12:30 p.m. A little bit short on time, a late start. We went over overtime there in hour one. Let's get right to it. Say hello to a good friend. To me, he's the best in the business. The voice of Santa Anita and Saratoga Racecourse, Frank Miramonte. Hey, Frank, good morning, and great to have you aboard.
Good morning, Mike. Always great to talk to you. Appreciate your support that dates back to 1992, my friend.
Exactly. Well, listen, as the late Bill Gar would have said, folks, we got off to a very fast start yesterday afternoon with Maury Wills stealing another base. It was Maury Wills winning the first race at Odds On yesterday at Santa Anita, going six furlongs on turf. And hats off to Nick Alexander and the job he does naming horses, and what a boost to the game to have a guy with his passion involved for so many years.
I absolutely love Nick Alexander. He's just I love when I see him here, because he'll come for a maiden 20. And he'll come for the big stakes, and he's so passionate. When he takes tough beats or he gets disqualified, he's the most passionate guy. And yesterday he had two photo victories. Larry Colmus actually texted me right after Maury Wills. He said, "I'm very disappointed that you didn't say Maury Wills safe." And I said, "You know what? That's a great line. So I'll give him the credit." And I passed that on to the connections because of his unbelievable ability to steal bases for you youngsters out there. And then I thought Nick's second win yesterday, I want to give a major shout out to Edwin Maldonado and of course Steve Miotti. Steve Miotti is just really as fine a horseman as we have out there. Believe me, what he does with the stock that he has is incredible. But Nancy Griffith, I got to give the credit to Edwin there. I mean, if you look at the way those horses were coming to the wire, she and Mayakama was the big favorite. The head bob looked to be going, like, it looked as though Mayakama would be able to come back on the inside.
I know.
But it's almost like Nancy Griffith didn't ever have the head come back. Edwin pushed her head to the front right when it mattered, and that made the difference. And I love when I see excellence in any aspect of the sport. But that ride on Nancy Griffith and getting that bob.
Great job.
I'm telling you, it looked like her head never came back. So good for Nick to get two close photo wins. And
And Frank, the fifth race yesterday you just talked about, Nancy Griffith over Maya Kama, it was so close, you stayed out of it. You didn't take a stand there. It was too close.
It's very dangerous to call photos when the outside wins. And I called one recently, and then I saw the photo, and it was a reminder again, particularly on the turf. I was very lucky. There was a photo that was like a millimeter the other day, and you just got to stay. It's very difficult for those who don't understand to call the outside horse winning because the inside horse's nose is hidden. Whereas if the inside nose was always in front, like at every single point, you can call it confidently, knowing that the outside never went by it. But the other way around, when it's a bob, you just can't take that chance. And again, I love to call photos as close as they get because it's a good adrenaline rush. And I learned from the greatest of all time, Trevor Denman, and he was never afraid. He had the best line ever. He said, "Don't hide behind apron strings." I love that line, and he told me that a long time ago. But you don't want to also, you know, you call one photo wrong, and you're going to get blasted. And actually, I'd have to say, you're going to get blasted, and rightfully so. You shouldn't call photos that are too close to call.
Frank, you sent me a text right before you came on just now, and you wanted to say a couple of words about Trevor Denman, and I should have last week and got so busy, distracted, whatever. But he got a special Eclipse Award down at Gulfstream last week, and so well deserved for the body of his work. And I know he's the guy that has meant more to you in becoming a race announcer than anybody else. But I know you wanted to say a few words about Trevor this morning.
Well, I just wanted to congratulate him and to convey to the fans that while Trevor is a very quiet individual, he didn't go to the ceremony. He was very much, he and his lovely wife, Robin, who's an absolute character and a hoot and a lot of fun. They're in Minnesota, and there was nothing going to get them to get to that Eclipse Award presentation. But I will say that they were both immensely grateful to the NTRA and to everyone who put that thing together, all of the participants in the Eclipse Awards. He was deeply honored, and he was really thankful that Craig Frabel did such a phenomenal job, as did the team putting together that video to touch on all the important things to Trevor, which to him, the most important thing he did was to really look after the horse and animal welfare. And
yeah,
he is very pleased with the progress it's made, and he wanted that conveyed. And I know that he was so touched by the video and the presentation that even the fact that he's vegan came out, and that means so much to him as well. So Trevor, you know, very humble guy, but also he knows his body of work, and it was nice to see the world. I just would have loved for him to be there. In fact, if he was going to go, I was going to fly there and take a very early flight home on Friday
Frank,
to get back to work, just to be a part of what would have undoubtedly been a standing ovation for the man. And to me, what he did for me, forget about, you know, learning his craft from afar, certainly not with him, it's not like he trained me, but he changed my level of fanhood for the game with his
you and a lot of other people
articulation.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, even the replay shows, Mike, that you did so long at Hollywood Park, you know, he did a great job on those shows too, educating people between races. Some of that in-between commentary that guys like you and him gave were, you know, very insightful to those learning the game at a young age. And just even those little sound bites help people. So
thanks for being with us, and good night to you all.
Good night to you.
Our time is short, Frank. I got to pass along a Trevor story that Vladimir Serin shared with me a few mornings ago. And he had told me years ago, and I forgot, he forgot he told me. I'm glad he came with it again. You know, Vladimir Serin and Trevor, they're very close. Robin, his wife, Trevor's wife, is from Minnesota, and they live in a rural area on a farm. And Vlado says, you know, they don't have any TV there. They kind of watch what they want on the computer, and they don't have any machines in their house that rotate, like no washing machine, no dryer.
That right?
Yeah, that is right. So he says, I don't know how often they do it, but they take their stuff down to the laundromat, and they make it a social deal because there happens to be a pub right next door to it. I'm familiar with that program, having lived in an apartment for a good many years. But anyways,
I've bought many rolls of quarters for the laundromat in my time.
Thank you very much. Anyway, Vlado says they're doing their laundry, so they go over for a pint. Trevor's sitting next to this guy, and they start talking this and that, and Trevor tells him, you know, who he is and what he does and this and that, what he used to do. And really, is that right? Well, I have a brother who lives in San Diego. Oh, is that right? He says, yeah, you know, he goes to Del Mar all the time. Would you mind if I called him? No, that's fine. So he calls the guy, and the guy says, yeah, right, sure. He said, well, how about this? Trevor, could you call a race for my brother on the phone? Oh, sure, no problem. So Trevor calls an imaginary race, Frank, at a mile and one-eighth into this phone in a pub somewhere in rural Minnesota, and the guy's brother is listening back in San Diego. They come head and head to the wire, and they're moving like a winner, and Trevor nails it, you know. And the guy, the brother that's with Trevor says, hey, now, do you believe it? And the guy says, no, that's not him. No way. That's not him. So what more can you do? Frank, you've experienced some of this. Our customers can be a little bit on the jaded side, a little cynical. Trevor calls a race going a mile and one-eighth, and it's not enough.
Trevor's the best. I know he once told me about a thing. Is, you know, sometimes these guys aren't listening. You know, ultimately, they get, come on, fool. You know, get up with that one. And so he always said that the reason he did things like when Ruhleman won the big cap, he said, the son of Mr. Leader. And when he would, you know, he was the first guy to acknowledge the sires. And what he said was he wanted to acknowledge the breeders. And he knew that live, people are going to miss it. But when they watch the replay, he would do that. So those are the kinds of things that made a difference. And we know that the breeders are very, very sensitive and very proud of what they do, which one of the horses I wanted to talk about that ran this week here on Friday was a horse that had some beautiful pedigree, and that's Good Golly Tiz Molly, who, of course, is related to the Chosen Vaughn out of that great mare Tiz Molly, and by your good friends and sponsors, Legacy Ranch. They have Clubhouse Ride, who continues to short out winners on dirt, turf, and short and long.
Frank, while we're on air, Pete Perella just sent me a video, about 45 seconds of this farm. I'll send it to you. An absolutely pristine facility. No question about it.
You went there recently, didn't you?
Yeah.
I understand you visited with Pete and Ev and the whole team over there.
Amazing. He put me up in his house. Me and my buddy John Kemp, we played football together in high school. I couldn't believe it. No, you don't need a hotel. You can stay right here. You're kidding. No. An amazing place.
Yeah, good stuff. No, he's very committed to the game, and it's always fun to see him win. And he, you know, him and Ev have just, committed so much of their resources to making this game better and, you know, making adjustments, having various trainers, and just trying to get to the finish line. Pete has taken some vicious beats in some big races, both quarter horses and thoroughbred. If you think about it, one of them was to the Vessels family for quarter horses, and the other one to the late John Harris the other day. And I know Pete is happy to take seconds in those because, as the sign says behind his chair in his office, my favorite sign ever: God loves a winner. I mean, you see a lot of religious things. His sign says God loves a winner, and Pete and Ever, big time winners and very kind people, and they love the game, and that's what it's all about. Look, our game is run and able to succeed because of successful people who are willing to invest what would not seem to any accountant to be logical sums of money to keep the best horses in training. And so I'm glad they sponsor your show, but it's fitting because they support the game.
Speaking of a religious sign, Tim Conway Sr., I don't mean to drop names, but Tim Conway Sr., as you know, Frank, he loved the game. So does Tim Jr. But Tim brought a little placard. I think he dug it out of his garage. He gave it to me in the press box at Santa Anita some years ago. It said, "Dear God, please get me even. I'll take it from there."
And then, you know what the sign underneath it said? FYI, when you pulled into the parking lot, you were even before him.
Yeah, right, right. Well, listen, Frank, great stuff. I wanted to get your take on Westwood's performance yesterday, taking the blinkers off for John Sheriff's. And now I got to believe, knock wood, it's full steam ahead of the Santa Anita Handicap. A big win yesterday in the San Pasqual.
No question about that. And I like, you know, everything about that performance, because what he did is he was immediately sent to the front. And then, you know, he left room on the inside for Getaway Car to come after him a little bit. And he proved, that's when you prove what you were worth. And down the lane, he really kicked it in. It's amazing because right before the Breeders' Cup, several of us took a bath that did not involve Mr. Bubble when he faced Vodka Vodka and was very dull at Del Mar. So I was kind of smiling when I saw him in the winner's circle yesterday, saying, I think this is the guy I was trying to back that day. But Westwood coming into his own for some great owners, CRK Stable, very good people, and they deserve it. They're another group that put in it. I mean, you look at every horse they've had over the years, many of them, you see the price tag next to them. They're not afraid to peel for a good horse. So I'm happy to see them win. And Westwood, you know, really turned it on in the stretch. And these kind of wins, particularly going at a distance more than a mile and a 16th, this one a mile and an eighth. That's when you prove your ability. So it'll be nice. And you got to give a shout out to Kazushi Kimura because he rode him very well. And I thought that he really rode that Bob Baffert maiden. Now, keep in mind, I told Bob one day, you should probably try to test one of these maidens by putting me on them to see if they can still win because they dominate these maiden ranks. That'll be a good, be a little more than four go carried. But anyway, Potente, I really liked the way he rode that horse, even though, because when he came to the quarter pole and Captain Shreve was pushing him around the far turn, you know, Kimura just sat chilly, knowing what he was sitting on and, you know, letting the horse know that at the top of the stretch, that's when you're going to ask him. And he asked him right before the eighth pole. And I just, you know, those are the little subtle things where jockeys impress me when they're not overly aggressive or when they just know when to ask and how to ask.
And Frank, I had the same feeling with Mirko DeMuro in the Megahertz, the race right after that.
That is a phenomenal rider.
I mean, he rationed what he had under him. I mean, this guy is really something else. Was able to prevail by a neck there, going a mile on grass on Princessa Moshe. Frank, our time is real short. You want to hazard a best bet today for the radio audience?
No, I'm gonna keep them. Yeah. With your good handicappers on the show. But I will say one quick thing on the subject of Mirko DeMuro. Let me say that Doug O'Neill has done a great job in so many ranks. First of all, I think he and John Sadler both belong in the Hall of Fame, and I hope that thing gets rectified immediately in the next
100%.
Ballot that comes out, because that's ridiculous. I mean, accomplishments is all you have to look at. But one thing that Doug has really specialized in recently, in addition to making pizza, is that he brings in these jockeys. You know, Frey Sue, DeMuro, Jaramillo. Look at the new jockeys that come into our colony that Doug is taking advantage of. And I think that's, again, when you get jockeys that make differences, you know, you got to give him a shout out because he has used all those guys upon their entry into Southern California. Anyway, thanks for your time,
well,
Mike.
Hey, Frank.
Always enjoy being on the show with you.
I enjoy having you, but I just want to say Doug is a big picture guy, and he realizes the importance of having a top quality jockey room. It's so, so important to our fans, to our game. And, I mean, he's a Hall of Famer in every respect, as is John Sadler. Frank, great job. Really, really appreciate it. And we'll get you back soon, my friend.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Andy Harrington, on behalf of National Turf, wades into the Thoroughbred L.A. waters. Hey, Andy, good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Can you help us on today's card?
Yeah, let's go to the second race. I mean, I'm not big on five horse fields, but I kind of really like a horse in here from the Neil Drysdale barn, the four-horse Ethereal Quality. This is textbook Neil. He's never in a rush. Two sprints and now the stretch out. It's 4-1. It's the second longest shot in this field. There are two Bafferts in here, so hopefully they'll suck up some of the money and maybe we get a decent price. I think this horse is always trained like a nice horse. It's a filly by Quality Road. It's always seemed to me to want to go long. It's had some real even sprints. Both time it galloped out well. A good drill in the last with a nice gallop out also. And so... So I think the day's the go day with Hector Barris up. So the second race, number four, Ethereal Quality.
Third start, first time long, Ethereal Quality, a three-year-old filly by Quality Road. Hector Berrios, Neil Drysdale, post time for race two, folks, 1:03 Pacific. And fill us in on the website, nationalturf.com, Andy.
Surf.com. You get a scattering report on all the horses that are in on a particular card. So just go nationalturf.com, and we'll set you up.
Andy, thanks so much for your time. Good luck today.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, before we step aside, folks, another word about Data Eel. Listen, if you're a beginner to horse racing or an enthusiast of this beautiful sport, you need to know about the Data Eel. Data Eel is horse racing simplified. The Data Eel gives people a fun and easy entrance into the complex sport of horse racing. Experienced enthusiasts use Data Eel to enhance their handicapping skills in a simplified way. The Data Eel algorithms have already crunched the numbers for your favorite racetrack. Go to dataeel.com, that's dataeel.com, or horseracingsimple.com. Chris, we've hit that moment when we'll go ahead and take a timeout. Coming back strong here, folks, with top handicapper Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. got a request into Bruce to try and isolate somewhere in Vegas where we could maybe get a Kentucky Derby future bet down. Bob Mazursky's next, and then on the back end, Toby Callow from South Florida. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8-mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Om and Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Breed to pure California speed as Legacy Ranch welcomes Forbidden Kingdom.
It's Forbidden Kingdom, dominant in the San Vicente.
This blazing fast son of American Pharaoh went wire to wire in every one of his victories.
What a performance from Forbidden Kingdom in the San Felipe.
Posting three Grade 2 wins on dirt and turf.
Forbidden Kingdom, resolute, turns away a big bit.
Breed to the speed of California speed. Forbidden Kingdom, now standing at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
Hi everybody, this is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
They talk, they know.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Again, thanks Chris Monreal for making everything happen inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. And folks, don't forget, pitchers and catchers going to be reporting to Tempe, Arizona here in less than 2 weeks. That's right. Spring training right in front of us. So a lot to look forward to this spring, including some great racing. Again, 8 races today at Santa Anita. Without any further ado, let's get up to Las Vegas. Say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. It sounds like you're a little under the weather, but I give you credit for hanging in there.
Well, you,
I know how that goes.
Yeah, I know. You work through the same stuff. It's amazing, though, as bad as you might feel laying there, once you get up, get going, it starts getting a little better, you know.
Start talking racing, take a shower, you forget that you're sick, right?
Well, yeah, it's just you start getting into the flow and you got to do it. But, hey, Bruce, just any impressions on what you saw yesterday nationwide?
Yeah, nearly of the Pletcher barn. You know, there was a tip-off, and I know he got bet heavily, but, Mike, if you go back and watch his previous race, he won a four-horse race from off the pace. He took a massive bump at the start of that race. And somehow it didn't faze him at all. He worked out a trip. He just rallied wide and overpowered the field. I was not surprised. This is a very talented horse. To put up with that kind of speed and to keep going was impressive. And I'm not sure that he's a horse that needs a lead. So, yeah, I'm keeping a close eye on him. He looks like a major player going into – now you're saying now that they're not going to run – in the Fountain of Youth.
That's what Todd Pletcher said after the race yesterday on FanDuel. Yeah, they're going to wait till the Florida Derby.
Yeah, and he's got the two-turn race under his belt. He's a serious player, for sure.
Yeah, no question about that, Bruce. Hey, I had a request. I sent you a text, I think, yesterday from an old friend, Mike Pender, former trainer Mike Pender. I remember back he won a lot of races for a great guy, an SC alum, the late B.J. Wright. And he said, hey, ask Bruce, he lives in Vegas, does he know of anywhere up there where you can get a future book bet down for the Derby? Did you do any research, Bruce?
I did a little research. It's almost like the dodo bird that's become extinct now, as the future book in Vegas is virtually done. Caesars, actually on location at Caesars Palace Sports and Race and Sportsbook, I believe, does offer a future book wager. William Hill, which is sort of a satellite betting outfit, they're all over the place. I'm not positive if you could bet it in person. You could definitely bet it on the app. You showed me that. So you could bet on the app. Not sure about the location. As far as I know, that is it, Mike. There was a hotel downtown called Circa, big-time sports gambling over there. That offered it last year, no longer. So it's kind of disappearing. And that's a shame because it's such a great wager. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it wasn't getting the business that it got in the past, or maybe these executives are just frightened of exposure and losing a big bet. But that's, boy, times have really changed if that's the case.
Well, the true bookmakers, aside from a property like South Point, they're gone. You know, the Benny Binions and so on. The exposure is it, Bruce. They just don't want to take that big hit, you know?
But they're not really looking at it one way. Mike, how about they get to hold all that money for all that time period?
Yeah.
And how many of the horses even make the race? So you would think it should be profitable, but no risk takers involved anymore, apparently, with the sports.
You live in Vegas, Bruce. The table games are nowhere near what they used to be. The big emphasis is slots, and it's numbers. It's corporately driven, but there's exposure with the table games, with dice, with blackjack.
Sure.
And they want to minimize that exposure.
In fact, Mike, in the last, now it's trending away from this, but I don't know, in the last several years, how about when you get a blackjack? It was forever. It was
three to two
odds.
Yeah.
6 to 5.
Yeah, no, thank
places.
You. For me, no,
you
thank
go.
You. No.
No. This skipped right over 7 to 5, went to 6 to 5.
Yeah.
So you're right. You're right. Not a lot of risk takers anymore in corporate Las Vegas.
Well, we take a few risks every time we pick up the Daily Racing Form.
Yep.
By the way, I meant a long time ago to give a tip of the cap to Brad Free. Let's face it, we got a nuts and bolts card today for a Sunday at Santa Anita. But Brad still doing the work. He dug deep on a couple of the races and talked to the connections, guys like Phil D'Amato and so on, about horses in maiden races, why they might be eligible to improve, and it just always enjoy Brad's work. Page 3, today's Daily Racing Form, headline, Maiden Fillies Trying to Progress. And that makes buying the form worth it to me.
Yeah, you could see how devoted Brad Free is over the years. I used to have him at seminars. He was great when we got together. And you know what? This card, from a quality standpoint, isn't high quality. But it's not the worst card when you go race to race. I don't think there's a mm-hmm. lot of obvious horses. So I don't think – don't give up. If you look at this card, you might say, no good. It has some betting quality and some difficult puzzles. Let's put it that way today.
Well, I know you like to go out of town for your first radio selection. Where do you want to go?
You know, you guys have been talking about Legacy Ranch, over the years. What a great facility! I kind of have a homebred horse coming out of a training center at Gulfstream Park. The fifth race, Mike, bottom level or close to bottom level, 17,500 maiden claimers. The interesting horse is a first-time starter, the four Bombs Away. This is a homebred that's being run by its breeders. This horse originated from or started its training career in a place called Oak Ridge Equine Center. It's right near Ocala. I went to the website. It's a beautiful training center over there. It has a turf course. And anyway, this horse, most of its foundation works were there. Source was working 4 furlongs, 5 furlongs, a bunch of works, brought it over to Gulfstream Park. And what's interesting, Mike, is that 3 of the 4 workouts, they're only 3 furlongs. So I'm almost wondering if this horse was just fit and ready to go, and they just wanted to get this horse gate trained. In fact, I saw one of its workouts on First TV on January 4th. It worked with a mate, and mm-hmm. it blew it away. I mean, this horse easily outworked.
At Gulfstream.
Came back and worked a bullet after that workout also. So I know he's quick. He's sharp out of the gate. And you know what? He probably has a foundation from the last few months at that training center. He obviously has no top horses to beat here. So why not? Race 5. Let's go with the first-time starter, the 4 Bombs Away. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line.
And a 3-year-old filly by a stallion I am unfamiliar with, a stallion by Warfront by the name of Hit It a Bomb. And, Bruce, until you said Ocala Equine Center, I had no idea what those letters meant.
It's actually Oak. It's near Ocala.
Oakwood.
It's called Oak Ridge Equine
there
Center.
There you go. I got it wrong twice.
There you go.
Oak Ridge Equine Center. Number 4, Bombs Away, race 5, Gulfstream, goes to 219 Eastern. Come on out to Santa Anita, Bruce.
Let's go to the third race, and let's go with a horse that you'll be very easily spotted in race 3. That's the rail horse. Every day is Saturday. Remember this horse from Northern California when he broke his maiden a couple of years ago? Mike, he looks like Vigers. He looks near white, this horse. And, boy, did he come to hand last race. He come off of a layoff, and he finally kind of put it together with a third-place finish. That was going a mile. He rallied wide into a slow pace. He was near the lead, probably shared the lead right inside the eighth pole, and backed off a little at the end, but he ran well in defeat, finishing mm-hmm. third. I love him cutting back in distance. His only win does come sprinting, and I think with a couple of speed types in this race, Mutt Dillon and Maximus, there will be a very quick pace to set it up for him. Look for this guy to lag back and make one run. He's got the fitness now going. Race 3, the 1. Every day is Saturday, listed at 4-1 on the morning line.
And today's third at Santa Anita goes 1:34 Pacific. Tell us about betonbruce.com, and it looks like we're going to be green-lighted for Aqueduct this coming weekend. But what are you going to have at the website, Bruce?
So today we just have Santa Anita and Gulfstream Park, the combo with the late pick 5 from Gulfstream, all 8 races from Santa Anita with audio, also best bets from Santa Anita, back on Thursday at Gulfstream Park, and then we'll do the normal schedule next weekend going into the Super Bowl.
Terrific. And by the way, I meant to mention with Orlando Gutierrez, no racing next weekend. This is pre-planned. They'll take a... they take a bye for the Super Bowl every year, and they'll be closed Saturday and Sunday for renovation and routine maintenance at Los Alamitos. Bruce Finkelstein will be up and running with BetOnBruce.com. Thanks, Bruce.
Take care, Mike. Feel better.
Thank you, sir. We'll close this segment out with Bob Mazursky. You can catch all of his selections, his full graded handicap, along with Bob's own morning line in all the Southern California News Group papers each and every racing day here in Southern California. Hey, Bob, good morning.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. Are you going to take the 5 or 4.5, whatever it ends up being, and the Patriots with the dog, or lay it and go with the Seahawks?
Well, the whole world seems to like the Seahawks, so that might make me be inclined to take the points, because it seems like everybody thinks the Seahawks are not only going to win, but win in the blowout, so that makes me lean
they'll
go the other way. So, again, on paper, Seattle looks like the much the better team. I think they beat a better team to get to the Super Bowl than the Patriots did, because, you know, Denver had their backup quarterback in, and
the weather conditions
were absolutely brutal, so... But again, when people go one way, you tend to go the other way, because, you know, that's just the contrarian way of thinking.
Well, we'll get an update from you next Saturday. You'll be with John and Bob, and then we'll get you before the Super Bowl a week from today. Hoping to get Billy Kilmer on, by the way, Bob, our annual Super Bowl analyst next Sunday. And, of course, he was on the wrong end of a 14-7 score in Super Bowl VII here in L.A., Bob, who do you like on today's 8-race card?
I am going to go to the 6th race. I like number 7, the Big Cheezola. I don't know if he's going to be a great price, but he's just been running against a little bit better horses. Some of these are nighttime horses coming over from Los Al. I think on his best day, he's better than these horses. He gets Kimura, who's obviously riding very, very well right now. I like where he's drawn. So number 7 in race 6, the Big Cheezola.
Okay, at 5-2, that's going to be Bob Mazursky's best bet. And, Bob, in addition to all the SoCal News Group papers, I mentioned you're on with John Lindo, Bob Ike, every Saturday from 9 to 10 here. And you're also available. Your stuff is available at todaysracingdigest.com.
That is correct, Mike. And I just wanted to, you know, you guys talked about Maury Wills earlier. I just wanted to say what a great ride that was by Ayuso as well, because that horse had his head cocked to the grandstand the entire length of the stretch, and the fact that he didn't lean in and foul somebody was amazing. And
right.
You know, that horse can only get better, I think, because he certainly doesn't have any idea what he's doing, because he was looking at the grand on the entire stretch run.
And you know, Bob, I was around Maury Wills spring training when he managed the Mariners for a very, very brief period of time over, and they were training in Tempe. But I met him years later at Hollywood Park, and he liked racing, and he really enjoyed himself out there. You miss those days with those kind of people. They were regular attendees, and that to me has always been one of the great things about racing, is that you get athletes, celebrities, and so on, a great mix of people.
No, absolutely. And, you know, Willie Davis used to be out at Hollywood Park all the time. I remember him there, you know, one of Maury's old teammates. And then, of course, in the press box, we used to have Joe Torre up there at a time.
Right.
Buck. I mean, all these different people that used to come out and enjoyed racing.
Back when Joe was doing color analysis on Channel 5, right?
That's right, yes.
Yeah.
He was there almost every, he was there a lot.
Yeah.
Next to the late Jack Carlick, and, you know, he just was very quiet, very unassuming, but a very nice man.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, great memories. Let's make some money today. Give us the horse. It'll be the Big Cheezola, race 6, number 7. Thanks so much, Bob.
All right, Mike, take care.
All right, we'll step aside one final time, heading to South Florida, checking with Toby Callett, then take 2 with Jonathan Hardoon from upstate New York. Stay with us.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. As always, Sunday's card will feature our popular Pick 6 promotion. We'll either have a Pick 6 carryover or we'll add $10,000 into the Pick 6 pool. And don't forget about night racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late Pick 4s. Our Pick 4 pools have been nearly $170,000 each. And coming up is the running of the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Winter Derby on Saturday, February 14th. Will SMI Valentine win the Grade 1 Derby on Valentine's night?
The field will also feature fastest qualifier Duda Cartel and eight other standouts. And racing fans will open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, Aqueduct, and more. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. Great racing and great wagering opportunities are here. Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stress and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
And the northern girls with the way they kiss. They keep their boyfriends warm at night. I wish they...
And welcome back. Final segment, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Listen, folks, if you're out east of Santa Anita, you don't want to hassle with the traffic, I got a great, great alternative for you. It's the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Free parking and admission every single racing day at the Derby Room. They got a great food and beverage presentation, reasonably priced. Same thing with their audio-visual situation. It's well-managed. That's the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. And if you're a little bit hungry wheeling out of there, well, you can duck right into Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne on the southwest corner at D Street and Foothill, behind In-N-Out, right next to Stater Brothers. As Doug likes to say, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Right now, we go to South Florida and say hello to Toby Callett. Hey, Toby, good morning.
Good morning, Mike. I'll do most of the talking, help you save your voice for what's left with Jonathan Hardoon next up. Races 8 and 9 today start out the coast-to-coast pick 5. Race 8 is a Tapeta race, but I'm glad you're sitting down because I actually like a runner in the 8th race.
No way.
Way, my man. Way.
You're going to play on synthetic?
Well, only because it's part of the gimmick, and I think it's a very simple late double at Gulfstream, if nothing else. In the 8th today, the one I'm tough enough is returning to the races since October, raced against some of the best Florida bred colts in attendance. Wore blinkers in all but his last start. The blinkers go back on today. This barn does well with the blinkers back on. But most importantly, this colt acted like one that might have been a bleeder or had trouble getting his air. He'll race on Lasix today for the first time, and he's got a 4 furlong breeze on the synthetic. in preparation. The lights are blinking here for me. I'm tough enough to win the eighth. The ninth 50, race,
I want to point this out. That this horse is 15-1 on the morning line, Toby.
Hey, listen, God hates a coward. You know?
All right.
Don't be bashful, okay? And I'm going to make it really simple for everybody. You know, like if you're mathematically limited or whatever, I like the one in the ninth race. So it's, you know, when it's all said and done, they'll put up number one and then they'll do it again and we'll have fun. 1-1 for fun. Royal Salute to win the nightcap. Mario Gutierrez stays on board. This is a horse who was previously trained by Brian Lynch for the owners. Same owners, Michael Lerman, has taken over the training the last few starts. The blinkers are coming off, and Mario Gutierrez stays on board, comes out of a crazy fast race in the last, especially for this level. There's a couple of horses in here that have been claimed from Mark Cassie. I don't think either of these trainers are going to move these horses up off of Cassie. That's the three, Mr. Monocololo, and the six, Fly Eric Fly. So I think by process of elimination, plus what I like, 1-1, we have fun, and I'll let you guys out west figure out those three races out there.
And weather not a concern in South Florida today, Toby?
The only thing we had to be concerned about was we had to hope that they didn't leave the sprinklers on the turf course last night, because it did go below freezing. And we got down as low as 30 degrees. And yes, here at sea level, 30 degrees with the wind chill, it was in the 20s. So I know you guys, when it's below zero and all that stuff, you're thinking, yeah, you know, we're a bunch of sissies down here. But I promise you, when it gets cold down here, you really feel it.
No doubt about that. Hey, Toby, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Feel better, Mike.
Thank you, sir. Take two with Jonathan Hardoon from upstate New York. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike, who am I to tell Toby what to do? But who needs the cross-country pick five when you have a 15-1 and a 10-1 play to double?
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
It makes it a little easier.
Well, John Lindo is the guy that issues the orders on the cross-country pick five.
I understand. Everyone's got an answer to John. Yeah. By the way, Mike, you're a gamer. You made it through 2 hours, and good job.
We're not quite there yet.
I don't know if you heard the news, but on Friday, Naira announced that CAW wagering will be cut off with a minute to post. So we were, bargaining for 2 minutes to post, but at least they're cutting it off with 1 minute. Is it perfect? No. But everybody should realize 1 minute is more like 3 minutes, because post time is never on time at most of these tracks.
Yeah.
And there's always a drag. But if they're going to cut them off with 1 minute, it's like 3 minutes. Listen, let's see who's going to follow Naira. And you got to give it a shot. Give them credit. They're trying something, so at least they're looking to help the players.
John, I heard you talk about this yesterday morning with John and Bob, and I meant to address it much, much earlier. I give Naira a lot of credit. You're right. 1 minute is actually more like 3 minutes before they actually go. And you're talking, I mean, I tell people it's not just black and white. I agree we should have never started down this path in the first place. But these guys, they're called whales. They are such a huge part of our business plan now. To totally eliminate them, I think you'd have to shut down racing. There wouldn't be enough money bet. But doing this, to me, it's a very, very good step. And I hope other jurisdictions follow. We'll have to wait and see, John.
And from a public relations point, Mike, your specialty, it certainly looks good for the track. It looks like they're trying to help the players. I'm sure they've gotten a ton of feedback from it and complaints and everything else that goes with it. So you got to give credit where credit is due.
I agree.
I don't mind bashing them when they're wrong, but I think in this case they're doing a good thing.
No doubt about it. And, we saw Del Mar make that move. They waited a couple of weeks into the meet. And, I mean, it was just terrible. So they said, hey, we're cutting it off with the win wagering at 2 minutes to post. And from a public relations standpoint, that was a home run. John, we need to make some money. It's late in the morning. Where are you going to go at Santa Anita on the 8-race card?
Let's look at the opener today, Mike. A mile and eighth on the turf. And I like the number 4 horse in here, Sketchy. 9-2 on the morning line. This horse has a win at the distance, has won over this turf course. I like the rider switch today to Amicio Jaramillo. I like the 9-2 on the morning line. Number 4, Sketchy, wins today's opener out at Santa Anita.
Okay, trained by Anthony Garcia in First Post, 12:30 today. JONHARDOON.com. What's there? How much?
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Gulfstream, Fairgrounds, and Santa Anita Selection.
And John, we got a minute. Let's address the weather. How long have you been living up in Saratoga now? What, about 10 years?
No, about 6 years. When I first came back, I was in Long Island for a while. But seven years in Saratoga, and this is the coldest it's ever been.
That's where I was going. What about the people you're talking to? Have they ever seen extended cold like this?
No, I'm telling you, Mike, it's something new. So much for global warming nonsense. Because it's not getting warmer. It's getting colder.
It sure is up there where you're at. Hey, John, all the best. Good luck today.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well and feel better.
Okay, folks, great to have you with us. Thanks to you. Thanks to our sponsors. Hope you're enjoying the programming. Again, my thanks to Chris Monreal inside here at the Big A in Anaheim. Again, hoping to have the great Billy Kilmer with us a week from today. Take a look at Super Bowl 60 from Santa Clara. Until then, for everybody involved, I'm Mike Willman. So long. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Mex and the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice cold beer 7 days a week.